Deitere Manchte, Jud Aleph, Teves, Tovshin Ein, Wolf, Ripshaya Klein.
Good morning, all. When Rabbi Menachem David asked me last week to speak here, I said, fine, I've got a holiday now from school, I'll speak here Wednesday morning. And I thought I'd leave off, I broke up from school on Monday, and I thought Monday afternoon I'll quickly go through the sugya. I knew be'erach what I wanted to talk about. I'll discuss it through with my chavrusa and we'll be finished. It'll take me an hour or so to prepare the whole thing. Lamais, the way things work in Torah, it's not like that. You start the sugya, it just expands and expands and expands. The whole thing just blew up. The truth is, the Ramban already says this idea. The Ramban says the Torah is like a mountain. If a person standing far from the mountain, then go like this and say, hey, the mountain's the size of my hand. He can put the whole thing in his finger. But the closer he comes to the mountain, when he's actually standing at the mountain, then it's massive. The closer he gets to it, the bigger he realizes it is. So too the same thing is with Torah. If a person doesn't come to these sort of shirim over here, and all he learns, all he knows about the Torah is that there's five books, so I think, okay, in the same way that I know the, whatever it is, seven books of Harry Potter, whatever it is, so too I can know the six books of the Mishnah. Just go through it, and I'll know it. But once he actually goes into it, then he sees how massive it is. The mice, I actually remember a few years ago, the first sugi I learnt in Halacha. I was in Eretz Yisrael in Kollel. And the Rosh HaKollel said, next man, we're going to start learning Shmaitza Libud HaHochsa. New thing, until now you've learned yeshivish sugyas, and now you're going to learn a sugya, and eventually you're going to end up knowing the halacha. So we're all very excited. Finally we're going to become people that know something. And so what we're learning, Shabbos, Issa V'Heta, he says we're learning Zimun. So one of my friends sticks up one eyebrow, I can't do it, but like, Zimun? And we went, what's Zimun? A child of two men, three men, what can you spend a whole man learning Zimun? The mice are 3.5 months later, after spending 3.5 hours, or just one sage we learnt it, 3.5 hours every day on Zimun, we realise we'd just scraped the surface. That's the way Torah is. The closer you get to it, the bigger you realise it is. And Baruch Hashem, we've got a programme here every day where you're able to hear in depth ideas of Hashkafa, Halacha, and all aspects of Torah. So let's start. Let's go from the very beginning. I want to share with you a story which happened to me, and we'll try and work out from that story the halachas. I was sitting at home Friday night, a few months ago, and we had an engaged couple who were there for the meal. Now every Shabbos meal I try and say halacha of Shabbos. And that meal I was discussing a couple of halachas of Amir al-Akum, of what you're allowed to say to a going Shabbos, what you're not allowed to say, hinting, not hinting. We'll try and discuss as much of it as possible in this year. That's what we're discussing at that meal. Then, we're in the middle of the soup. This is where we were in the meal. All of a sudden, boom, all the lights went out. Just finished discussing the halachas, then all the lights went out. It was a bit awkward. If it was just us, say then it's not them, the world. Just, we'll call it a night. But we had these guests, an engaged couple, and you've got to come up with some sort of pizza. So, this is the situation. I want to take you through what happened. But in order to understand what happened, we need to understand the halachas of what we can do and can't do. So let's try a bit to understand. So obviously, the first thing we would want to do is turn the light on ourselves. But obviously, we all know we can't do that. The next thing is, let's try and ask a goy. So, asking a goy to do a menachah on Shabbos is osa. There are times when it will be mutter. There are times when it will be mutter. Pardon? The fuse went. There are times when it's mutter, which we're not going to be discussing that today. Let's take on for the moment then, almost all situations is going to be osa to ask a goy to do a menachah for you. There are exceptional circumstances, maybe if we've got time we'll discuss those. For the moment, let's take on its asa. Why is it asa to tell a goy to do a melachah on Shabbos? Either because of shlichus, Rashi says in one place, shlichus. If you ask the goy to do it for you, it's like he's your messenger. Midrash Rabbanan, we say he's like your messenger. And if it's like you're doing the melacha. Other places, other reasons, Point is, though, it's osur to legoy to do a menachah on Shabbos. Now, whenever it's osur to tell a goy to do a menachah on Shabbos, if the goy does it for you, even if you don't ask him, if the goy does it for you, it's forbidden to be nehneh from that menachah. It's forbidden to have any benefit from that menachah. What was that? Oh, unless he needs himself, right? But if he does it for me, if he comes into the house and does a menachah for me, nothing doing. I cannot be nehneh from that melacha. So just to bring up the point, pashtus, if a goy were to come in, if I'm sitting in a pitch black room and the goy turns on a light, pashtus, I cannot have any benefit from that light. We'll see more later. Obviously, it's not going to be so simple. Otherwise, my shit would end now. But pashtus, if a goy comes in and turns on the light, nothing doing, I cannot have any sort of benefit from that. Pardon? Correct. He's saying if he does it for himself, it might be easier. Correct. We'll get to that, hopefully. We'll get to it all. Let's hold this whole question for at least 5 minutes. And then you can start firing them, and I'll probably say I don't know. But we'll see. Okay. So let's take it step by step. We've said if he turns off by himself, it's going to be... If he turns on a light by himself, it'll be awesome for me to be nehneh from it. Now, we do need to know, however, there's something else. That's only if he turns on a light. There's a big, big yesoid in Amir al-Akum. If he turns on a light by himself, he does it for me. Yeah? But he turns it on, then I cannot be nehneh. Why? Because there's a melacha going on now. The light is on because of him. And this was a situation that I did not have beforehand. And therefore, it's awesome for me to have an off from what the goy did for me on Shabbat. On Shabbos. However, if he turns off a light, it may be different. Because if he turns off a light, then I'm not having hanor from his melacha. People talk about this, there's like, when people go to yeshiva and they get this, they like clearing chakiras. There's always like a famous chakira. What's light? What's darkness? Is darkness an entity for itself, or is it just the lack of light? Let's call a spade. In the world that we live in, darkness is a lack of light. It could be, it had to be created. That could be. But in the world that we live in, the status quo, if that's the right word, is darkness. If you don't have light, you have darkness. Therefore, if a goy turns off a light for you, he hasn't created something for you. It's a subtle point. If he turns off a light, he has not created something new for me. This situation was always here. There happened to be a light for a few minutes, and now he's taken that away. Therefore, if a goy turns off a light for me on Shabbos, I would be allowed to have an off from it. Is that clear? Yeah? It's quite a subtle point, but again, there, it's not considered having an off from something.
Same thing as the air
conditioning. Okay, yeah, we might even get to that as well. There's a remush about air conditioning as well. Maybe, okay, we'll see. But still, I can't ask him to do it for me, because it's like asking him to do a melacha. All I'm saying at the moment is, if he does it, I'll be allowed to have a no. Then there'll be no problem. I will be allowed to have a no in such a situation. So now, let's define this. Let's give it some definitions, and then we'll be able to relate to it easier. So again, what hano am I forbidden to have from a goy? Let's call it direct hano. Direct hano. I'm directly benefiting from his melacha. He turns on the light, so it wasn't there without him. Therefore, I can't have an off from it. An indirect hanor, though, when he turns off the light, then I will be allowed to have hanor from it. Again, I can't ask him. If he does it, though, I can have an off. Okay. But the mice is all very nice. But how can a person... Don't worry, we'll get back to the story soon. We're just going through the halachas. It's all very nice that if he turns off a light, then we're sorted and I can have an off from it. But I can't ask him, because it's a melacha. So picture the following scenario. It happens to a lot of people. Someone's got the child, any bedroom where the light's on Shabbos, it got by mistake turned on, and you want to get a goy to turn off. How do you go about it? So everyone's heard about remiza, and it's quite a confusing sugya. I was actually discussing this with a choshva young man called Rigasi Moore recently, and he was helping me out through it as well. And it's a very confusing sugya. In fact, I've got a neighbour. I've got a neighbour who, he had a light on in his children's bedroom, and he went outside to find a goy. He wanted to ramas to the goy. And he's waiting on the street for a few minutes. Finally, he sees a Chinese man. He thinks, oh, gewaldig, I found a goy. So he says to the Chinaman, hello, how are you? Chinaman's a bit taken aback, what's going on here? This bloke with a beard trying to schmooze me up, I'm not sure what's going on. Anyway, he carries on talking, says, you should know, I've got a problem at home. I said, really, what's your problem? He says, the light's on my children's bedroom. He says, oh, for you. He says, yeah, light's on, and the kids, they're just not going to sleep. And I just don't know what to do about it. It's terrible. He said, it's just too light for them in the room. So the Chinaman's giving him sympathy. After a few minutes, the Chinaman says, you know what? I'm going to come and help you out. So he comes inside the house. Finally, my neighbour thinks he's sorted out his problem. The Chinaman goes to the kids and says, kids, get to bed now! Your father's fed up, he's had a hard week, get to bed! It's not easy to be Muramas. They don't always get the point. So how can a person be Muramas? So again, obviously a person can't say it straight out. Now the easiest yesod for a Miza, the easiest yesod to remember in order to do a Miza to a goy is to know that if you're telling him a story, if you tell it him like in a story way, then that's fine. So obviously what's very clear that can be said is, like my friend was trying to do, this neighbour was trying to do, by saying it's very light in the room and the children are trying to sleep. But the truth is you can go much further than that. Exactly. This was something I was not clear about until recently. A lot of people think, and I myself also thought, that I can't say to the goy I'm not allowed to turn it on. Because that's problematic. Because you should know, the poets can talk about two things. They say you can hint. They say it's got to be a remiza, it's got to be hinting, not in the way of commanding. I can't command him to do anything. Therefore, I thought, by telling him I'm not allowed to do something, that's pretty much telling him, please do it for me. But the truth is, as long as I'm telling him in the way of a story, it's a remiza b'derech tzippur, I'm hinting to him in the way of a story, that's absolutely fine. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Right. You see, the Issa should just be telling him. What's Hanar going to do with it? Yes. Oh. So the truth is, Hanar's a gazira. We're worried if we allow you to have benefit, then you're going to come and tell him in the future to do it yourself. Because you can have benefits. You think, you know what? I'll just do this little Issa.
Takes away shlichus.
Correct. Shlichus means I'm commanding him to do it. If I don't command him to do it, then it doesn't become shlichus. Because, right, I've sent him. Shlichus is sending him. I haven't sent him. He's done it on his own accord. You're right. It's clear that that's what I want. For it to become shlichus, though, then that's how you get that problem. Okay, so again, remiza b'derech tzivoy is asa. We're going to discuss it. Remiza b'derech tzivoy is asa. That's remiza in the way of commanding. Remiza shaloi b'derech tzivoy is going to be muta. Okay, so let's give examples of remiza b'derech tzivoy, and then we'll go back to remiza shaloi b'derech tzivoy. Remiza b'derech tzivoy is commanding him to do anything. This is a very common misconception. Certain people think, you can go, you can knock on your door, your neighbour's door, the goy's door, and say, can you please come round and help me? You can't do that. Because you can't tell him to do anything. If you tell him, come to my house, that is problematic. So that's number one. Number two is, you can't mention the malacha to him. You can't tell him what needs to be done. Another very important thing is you can't point to anything. Which is really hard. Really, really hard. What normally happens is you hint to the goy comes around and is like, okay, fine, so where's the light? Or where's the oven? Or what do you want to press to go out? You point. You can't do that. You can't. We'll get there, maybe. But let's just take it, yeah. If you put, if, no, one second. Okay, let's finish off the remiza shloi b'derech tzivoy, and then we'll discuss practical shailas. Again, I can't point. Yeah, I can't point. I can't point to something which I want him to do.
Why not? He's not telling him to do anything. It's not a silly way. He's discussing the story.
Oh, Oh, correct. Gewaldig. So again, that's from Mitzvah Derech Tzivui. There's one more thing I want to say about Mitzvah Derech Tzivui. Pointing. Okay, fine. L'chari, that's it for the moment about Mitzvah Derech Tzivui. So how do you go about it? If you tell him a story, then everything's fine. So you can do like this. I confirmed this with Rav Zim when the gates of Rav yesterday or 2 days ago, that you're allowed to say to a goy, you should know, tell him a whole story, you should know, we have a festival called a festival, we have a day of the week called Shabbos. By the way, they all know Shabbos, they don't know Shabbat. They know about Shabbos. People think when you're talking to a goy, they understand Shabbat more than Shabbos. They know about Shabbos. Anyways, you say to the goy, we've got our day, the Sabbath, Shabbat, Shabbos, whatever you want to say, they'll get the idea. And there are many things we can't do. And you can even specify. And in fact, we're not allowed to turn off a light. And therefore I'm stuck. And you tell me your whole sob story. And you can even say, and you know something, would have been amazing if someone could have helped me out and made it dark in the room. You're allowed to say the story. And even within the story, like you're saying, you can point out, let's say he's in the house already. So you can point out, and you should know something, if it would be lovely if someone could have made it dark in the room by doing something in that area over there, pointing. As long as you're saying a story, it's fine. This, to me, was big chiddush. A guy asked me a few weeks ago, I didn't know that locha. A guy had a situation, he left his oven on, and he wanted it turned off on Shabbos. And he went to a goy, and the goy didn't get the idea. So he wanted to know what to do. He met me on the street. And he said, can I say to a goy, it's forbidden for me to turn off an oven on Shabbos, and my oven's on and it's very annoying for me. I said, I don't know. And a lot of people don't know. But you can. Mitzvah Derech Tzivui, as long as it's the way of a story, it's absolutely fine, there's no problem at all. Okay. Gewaldig. So 1 second, what was the shahada? Yeah, so I've answered that shahada, yeah? About pointing. Pardon? Oh, this is the other thing I wanted to say. So he says where the switch is. So if you can now pop it into, make another little story up. For example, you say it would be amazing if the light was arranged, if the room would be made dark through someone doing something in the area over there. Well, the guy's going to think you're a right weirdo, but it's fine as long as it gets sorted out. But yeah, you've got to say anyway the story. So therefore, if the guy says to you, so do you want me to turn it off? You can't say yes. You can say it would be amazing if it was made dark in here. So do you want me to turn off? He'll get the idea eventually. Okay. You can't say yes. What are you supposed to say? It would be amazing if it was made dark. If you say in the way of a story again. Yeah. But it's got to be a story again. Basically, the aside is, it's exceedingly important aside. Make it into a story and you're fine. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know exactly where to draw the line between a story and a command. I'm not.
If your alarm only has to go off, you tell the host to remember the alarm. Switch it off. You tell it's 4, 5, 2, 1.
I don't know. I don't know how far it goes. But L'chaira, if it's said in the way of a story, L'chaira. But again, you should. Of course you can. Okay, Rabbi, so let's get weiter. Fine, so now we've spoken out. Let's get weiter. Okay, Rabbi, let's get weiter. So what have we discussed so far? We've discussed the issue of Amir La'akum, maybe about Shlichos, there's other reasons as well, that if you can't tell him outright. We said you can have Hana from something which he turns off, if he turns off a light, but not if he turns on a light. And we discussed how to be Miramas when you want to have the Hana. So let's go weiter. There's one point which I've left out so far. Okay, let's just give a couple more practical examples. It's very interesting and very important. I think we've still got time. Let's try and do this. Okay, there's a couple more things. Electric doors. Person wants to go to a hospital, for example, to visit someone. How to get through the electric doors? That's one way. Can you be Miramis to a goy? So let's try and apply what we've learned so far. Can you be Miramis to a goy? Can you be Miramis to a goy? I say to a goy, again, the same idea. On our Shabbos, we're not allowed to use electricity, and it would have been really nice if I could have gone visit my friend who's in hospital. And the goy gets the idea. Can I now have Hana and go into that room? Why? Okay, let's say it wasn't for a mitzvah visiting the sick. The answer is, I thought it was Poshet's mutter. I thought it was Poshet's mutter. And I've heard in the past, B'Shem Rebbe Yashim, it's mutter. Why? Because the guy's not creating the building. It's like the light. It's like the light being switched off. The light being switched off. We say he's not creating this situation. He's just removing the light. So too with the building. He's not creating the building. The Hanah which I'm getting is from going into the building. What's he doing? Of course he's doing a malacha. I can't tell him. But once the door's open, my Hanah is not from the door being open. My Hanah is not from something which he's created. My Hanah is from going into the building. And Rabbi Yashiv Taka says that. Rabbi Yashiv Taka says, it's called Mesirat Meneah, you're just removing a blockage. He's not creating something. By the light, he's creating something. Over here, all he's doing is removing a blockage. That's what Rabbi Yashiv says. And I always thought it's posher, and I've actually spoken to Rabbanim about it in the past. This particular Shaila, I'll tell you where else it comes up, very, very negeir, it comes up with hotel rooms, where the only thing you can use is this electric car to get in. You can be Ramas to a goy, they say. You can be Ramas to a goy, because they're not creating the room. If it was creating the room, problematic. But it's not creating, it was always there. He's just removing the blockage of me getting into the room. Lemaisa, I saw the shame Remoisha. No, I saw an Igris Moisha. Remoisha says, that if a person brings keys, if a person takes keys from Rishus Rabim to a Rishus Yaka to Rishus Rabim, and then opens a door with that, then you cannot have Hana from him opening the door. Seemingly saying that the opening of a door is considered an issa. It's considered hanah which you're not allowed to have. Why that is exactly, I'm not 100% clear. Rabbi Yashiv does say it's mutter. He does say it's mutter, and the ma'isa people are rabbonim, at least the rabbonim that I've spoken to, do go with that Rabbi Yashiv. If a person does want to be choish from Moshe, let's do this quickly, and he wants to go into his hotel room, the Eitzah is, I don't want to go further into this, I'm just going to tell you very quickly, this is the Eitzah which the Aruch HaShabbos says. You say to the goy, I've got some chocolates for you in the room. So, Hundred percent. I thought there was originally. When I saw this, in fact my Chavrusa said that Chiluk. And I saw this from Moshe, Macharus said that chiluk, so it could be the difference between a yid doing it and a goy doing it. But the Ma'aseh, the Aruch HaShabbos, I checked in there, he equates the two. Not a yid. Yeah, because that's not Hana. Yeah, and for a goy to Moshe, even if a goy did it, you can't.
You're having Hana from the Hitzor.
What's that?
From the Hitzor, from the yid. You're having Hana from that.
Yeah, but what's my Hana? What's Mahanah? Mahanah is going into the building. The building was always there. Yeah, but there shouldn't, according to these sodas which we're saying, there shouldn't be a kenas. Okay, let's go weiter. Sorry? Okay. Very good, very good. Okay, let's go weiter. Okay, sorry, what's that?
The man of the senses keep the electric door open when you go in the other room. If the senses on the floor, keep it open. Are you
open? Don't let him look at it in
the room. I don't know the mechanics, so.
The best thing to wait for a good
yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's go. We've only got a few minutes, so let's try and bring it all back together. Okay, I've left out a very, very, very important part. And that is the following. There's something called Tosefes Oir. I made that until now, that if a goy turns on a light for you, it's always going to be otter to have an off on that light. And that's true if it's pitch black in the room. However, if there's already a light, then, and a goy, a candle, whatever it is, there's some sort of light in the room, and I can see, I'm talking to someone else, I can see them. And then the goy comes in and turns on the light, then that's called Tosefes Oir. That's extra light. And regarding the halachas of me being nene from a goy in Shabbos, Tosefes Oir is not considered hano. Extra light's not considered a benefit.
If you can't read meaning, the candles,
100%, 100%. We'll get to that. So therefore, if I'm in a room and I can see a friend, I'm talking to him, and a goy comes in, turns on the light, I can carry on talking to my friend. Because that's not considered hanor. It's improved it, but hanor, here's the definition. Hanor regarding being nene from a Maisa Akum on Shabbos is being able to do something I couldn't do beforehand. He's created a new ability for me. If I could do it beforehand, it's absolutely fine. However, it's very important. Because I can only be nene from the things I could do beforehand, therefore, if I'm in a room where it's a little bit light, and I can see my friends, but I can't read, then a goy comes in and turns on the light, I can enjoy the fact that I can now see my friend properly, but I cannot read. Since I couldn't read beforehand, I cannot read now. So I can use the room for whatever I want, but things I could not do beforehand, I can still not do now. That's quite important. Number two is, I don't know. No, because not Tosefes Oir is only on the things I could do before. I don't know. One more thing. Let's say it's Shabbos afternoon, and it's light outside, and the goy comes in and turns on the light. Then later on, towards the end of Shabbos, when it's getting dark, and I wouldn't have been able to read had he not turned on, then I can't read. Okay, now let's put it all together. Let's see. Okay, so let's go back to our story. So I'm sitting Friday night, and I've got this couple sitting with us, and we've hardly finished the soup, and it's getting very embarrassing for me. And it's pitch black in the house. So the first thing I did was... No candles. There was no candles. It was summer month, and it'd gone out. No candles. The first thing I did was... I thought, oh no, I'm stuck. Then I opened the curtains. And after a few minutes, we became accustomed to the light. You know what night vision's like? Sure, I don't know how long ago any of you were in camp. But in camp, we were generally told, if we're on a hike at night, don't put your torches on, because you'll eventually get night vision. Yeah, your eyes become accustomed and you can start seeing after a bit. So, Kavachoma, in this case, when he got the street lights outside, I opened it up, and after 5 minutes, we could see each other quite clearly, and we carried on enjoying a meal. Then I realised, hey, if we've got light, if there's now some light coming in from outside, then if I get the goy to come in and turn on the light, it's only Tosefes Oir. Gewaldig! The soup was already cold. we're now brought in the main course. So, that's it. I thought, right, I'm going to get Hamza from next door. So I went next door, and I went through the Homer Remiza business, knocked on the door, and Hamza's a teenager, and his mother says, Hamza, she knows exactly what I'm doing there. He comes downstairs, he says, what do you want? He's like, obviously I can't tell him to come with me, but I just start walking, and he follows me, and I start schmoozing to him. And he knows exactly what I want, I don't even have to say anything to him. He comes in, knows exactly where the fuse is, and sorts everything out for us. Givaldi, Yashikoy Hamza. So now, let's go a bit further. So, we carry on our meal. It's now very nice and light. We're enjoying our meal. Then, this engaged guy who's eating with me takes up the Zemiras and starts singing Zemiras. What do I tell him? Can't do that. So it's a very, very interesting situation. We're sitting there, perfectly light, having a lovely meal, but it's also for him to take out Zemiras and start singing. It came to benching. Same thing. I had to bench out loud to make sure that everyone said it. It's a very interesting scenario, but that's the halacha. We could only benefit from the things that we were able to do beforehand, which was seeing each other and eat. But reading things, we were not able to. Okay, fine. So that was the end of the story. Sorry, Shimon, yeah, you had a question.
First of all, doesn't it have to be O which was already inside the room, not O coming from an external source?
That's what I thought. No, I thought still mutter. I did see the Aruch HaShabbos brought, I saw this yesterday. This is what happens. You think everything's simple, then you try and look up a bit and see what's going on. The Aruch HaShabbos brings B'Shem Rishmuel Orbach that the light, it's a suffix, it's got a suffix. He says it could be that the light has to be a light from inside the room. If, like you're saying, if the light comes from outside, then I have no idea. Pardon? Pardon? We couldn't. I don't know. The truth is, I don't know. I don't know how far you take that.
Whether you would be able to read just by the streetlights.
But I don't know if that's a tainah. Let's say I'd go outside. I'd be able to go outside and read under the streetlight. You mean, Carl, I wouldn't be able to read by the table. What? Yeah, but in that situation, I couldn't. You can always say that. So I could go outside and read. Well, there, yeah, so maybe if you go to the window, then you can read it. Don't know. Okay. That is a Gewaldige Shaila. It's pretty much a Mishnah Berurah. Pretty much Mishnah Berurah. He talks about. I need to finish off. It's a brilliant Shaila. If. Let's get weiter. It depends on lots of different things. It's discussed. Let's finish off. So that was the end of my particular situation. That was the end of that particular case. But then there's still a couple of Shailas to discuss. Because what I want to know is the following. I wanted to know. What I did was, I opened the curtains. Because I opened the curtains, and I got the light. And because I got the light, I was able to be meramis to the goy. And therefore, it was only two sefers Zohar in Shalom Al-Yisrael. But, did I have to open the curtains? Or was the ability to create the light good enough? Meaning, let's put it like this. That which is mutter for me to be nerner from what the goy does, if it's only two sefers Zohar, is that because I could have it even without him? And therefore, even if I don't open the curtains, I could have had it without him. Or no, it's got to be that he's actually adding. So the Maisa, when I was discussing this with Mechavrusa, this Rabbi Yossi Moore, this guy who's sitting near me, he overheard the Shaila, and he said he asked exactly the same Shaila to Rabbi Falk. Not about this situation, because I compared it to another situation, which I think he asked about. This is comparable to the following scenario. Imagine you've got a Shabbos light in your room. The Shabbos lights, which you can switch, you can turn around, and it can, the kosher lamp, thank you. Yeah, close and open. So once it's closed, can I now be meramis to a goy to turn on the light in the room? Because I do have the ability to turn on the light myself. So Rav Falk said, I've added not. Rav Falk said, Tosefes O means Tosefes O, literally. It's got to be his adding light. Not just potentially adding light, he is adding light.
That means you've got to open the kosher light first.
Yes. If you open the kosher light, then you can ram it to the goy. One last thing, though, was like this. Is the order ma'akov? Meaning, is the what I did was I opened the curtains, then I was ram it to the goy. Was I able to ram it to the goy and then open the curtains? Yes. Yes. Why? Oh. Avada when he turns on the light, then I can't be nene. But once I open the curtains, then it's now a situation that I'm being nene. What am I being nene from? I'm being nene from Tosefeso. I'm getting benefit from the extra light. True, when he turned on, it was him completely. But now, all I'm being nene from is his extra light. Oh, Givaldic. You're saying that's very hard to gauge. Okay, 100%. But if you're able to gauge it, so in the future, for example, in my house, right?
You know the Shabbos lamp. You know the Shabbos lamp.
If
you give it like that, you can ask the boy and then turn it on.
Yeah. If you're able to gauge it. So for example, in my house, If the situation happens in the future again, I will not have to open the curtains first, because I know that opening the curtains will give me that hanok. Pardon? Right. Right. Okay, so let's quickly summarize. This is, again, like I said, it's a massive, massive sugya. This is just to bring out some of these sodos, and also to be able to help with maybe a bit halacha lemaisa as well. So again, lesikum. Amir la'akum to tell a goy to do a malacha for you on Shabbos, to tell him straight out, it's obviously osa. In order to be meramis to him, then you've got to know, you can only be meramis to him if you're able to have anah from it afterwards. I can't be meramis to a goy, for example, to turn on a light in a pitch black room where I wasn't able to get any light beforehand. Right? There's no point in being meramis to him, because I can't have anah from it afterwards. When can I be meramis to him? In one of two scenarios. Either if it's Tosefes O, as we discussed, or it's a situation of Mesiras Mineh. Like we said, for example, turning off a light, or the electric doors, or the magnetic key. All these sort of situations. There, Mesiras Mineh. Again, what was the Lamdas? Because I'm not being Nen, I'm not having Hana from his Malacha. I'm having Hana from the removal of something which was impeding my Hana. Fine. Gevaldik. And then the last thing was, in this particular situation over here, regarding Tosefes O, is the order ma'akav? No, the order's not ma'akav. Even if at the time when he creates the light for me, that's the only light there is, if afterwards I create that there's light coming from a different source, then it's also okay. Agros Shkoyach. No. That's the same situation as it getting dark.